Welcome to the Next Level Leaders Podcast with me, Dr. Joseph Walker. This podcast is designed to offer strategies in moving vision to reality. Leaders can expect to be mentored, inspired, challenged to succeed at the next level. So prepare to be exposed, empowered, and equipped for excellence. Thank you for connecting and allowing this space to become an opportunity for growth and collaborative learning. Now, let's go on this journey together and spark the change we wish to see in ourselves, our teams, and the world. Hi, I'm Dr. Joseph Walker, and thank you so much for tuning in to the Next Level Leader Podcast. I am so grateful and thankful to have you connected on today. This is the podcast that we come together every single week as leaders to grow together, to learn. It means a lot to me that you've chosen to join me. You could be listening to anything at this time, but you're locked in as a leader. One of the things that we're very clear about as leaders is that iron sharpens iron. It's our desire every single week to bring you content and information that can help you become the leader that we know God has already called you to become. So thank you in advance for just being connected and being a part. And let me tell you, incredibly excited about today. And before I get into my subject matter, I want to thank you for sharing this podcast with as many folks as you can. Many of you who share it, some of you are listening for the first time because someone shared it with you. It's our goal to reach a million people. So we want you to help us do just that. Share this podcast with as many people as you can. Follow me at JosephWalker3 on Instagram. I'd love to stay connected. That's the place by which we communicate and share. If you want my books and content, find out when I'll be in your area or to have me to come do leadership training for your group and organization, josephwalker3.org. That's our website. Go check it out. I assure you, it'll be a blessing to your life. Also, my wife and I have a wonderful YouTube channel called Our Life, Our Journey, Our Truth. Go over there on YouTube and subscribe to it. Like it. Get the notifications. When it drops every Friday, we drop a new episode. And boy, oh boy, it is taking on a life of its own. Thank all of you for your support, your love for that. Truly appreciate it. That's what we're doing, continuously putting out content that we believe can be a tremendous blessing into your life. Today, I want to talk about something that leaders have to deal with. That is the spirit of entitlement. It's when you have people in your organization that feel you owe them something, or there's a culture where people feel that they can get reward without labor. How do you eliminate entitlement from your organization? Now, I want to first of all suggest that entitlement can be like a cancer in your organization. It can truly, truly upend a lot of things. So it's important that you address it. It's important you identify it and you deal with it, because sometimes we allow it to go on and we end up creating unrealistic expectations in the lives of the folks who work for us or around us. So we've got to be very real in terms of what we're able to do, what we're not going to do. So I think it's important, first of all, if you're going to eliminate entitlement, is surround yourself with grateful people. Whew, grateful people. Every leader needs folks who work with them, who co-share in vision, to be people of immense gratitude. I often tell leaders, I say it, people who say thank you are people who can be trusted. And people receive benefits, blessings, bonuses, opportunities, and never say thank you. It is a clear indication that they are entitled. They feel that you owe it to them, and etc. And even if you did, they still should say thank you. Gratitude wipes out entitlement every single day, because you recognize it didn't have to happen, that it could have happened to someone else. So you're grateful for everything that happens, every door that opens, every opportunity that presents itself. Surround yourself with people who are just grateful to be on the team, who are just grateful to have an opportunity to shine, to do the things that they have been called to do. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. Here's the other thing. This is going to be something I want to lean in on a little. Share your story. The reason why a lot of people are entitled, because they don't really understand how you arrived at where you are. Often people get on the bus when you're in the best part of the neighborhood. They didn't know that you were on this bus going through some very tough terrain. In essence, they don't see the struggle. They just benefit from the work you've done and come in when budgets being met or when things are at a certain level. They have no idea of what it took for you to be where you are. They have no idea of the battles you had to fight administratively and the things you had to do in wrestling with other people's emotional intelligence just to be able to receive them in the position that they're in. Sharing your story matters because it gives people a better context of the position and opportunities that are being presented to them. When people hear your story and understand the journey that it took you to accomplish what you've accomplished, it will take entitlement off the table. Often people have no idea. They do not because we don't talk about it. We just move forward, moving fast. But I want to just encourage you today, pull your team together and share your journey. Let them know how it started, the struggles you had, the times you were declined by the banks, the times in which you had people to doubt your vision. Talk about all the blows you had to take, all the stripes you have as a result of the attacks you've experienced, and let them know this didn't happen overnight, guys. There's a journey that I've been on, and you are the benefactors of that journey. That will eliminate entitlement every single time. But here's the other thing. Don't make promises. Don't promises where there's no productivity. Sometimes we get ahead of ourselves, and we start making these concessions and we start telling people this is what we're going to do and et cetera. And we fuel this spirit of entitlement. And people walk around feeling that, hey, this is what he told me or she told me, and this is what I was promised. And in fact, you haven't seen any level of productivity. I think it's important to incentivize, yes. But even incentivizing means you meet certain benchmarks. Have the people that you're making these promises to met the criteria, met certain benchmarks, met their quotas. You get it? So it's incredibly important that you take a moment and think about making certain you do not make promises where you've not seen productivity. Measure it by, is this person producing at a level that warrants this kind of benefit or promise that I'm extending to them? Is this person doing the work? That's what's important. That will eliminate entitlement because I don't make any promises until I see the fruit of your labor. But here's number four. Everyone's voice should matter. Everybody at the table. Now, this will get entitlement out the door. Some people believe that they have certain years and tenure in their organization and that their voice carries more weight than other people's voices. But let me tell you, when you understand what I've talked about on numerous podcasts and written about how to work in collaboration, you begin to acknowledge the fact that everyone's voice matters. Everyone's voice carries weight. Even people that you would write off or think that, oh, they don't matter. No, their voice carries weight. Their voice matters. And it's incredibly important that we always remember that. It's important that we let people know that, listen, everyone at this table has an opportunity to chime in, to share vision, to share their ideas. This is what eliminates the spirit of entitlement because nobody feels like theirs just carved out and special and what they say trumps everything else. No, every idea, every thought, every critique, every situation, it all matters to the whole. And so I think it's important that when you clearly delineate that and share that with people, then they will no longer have an expectation in their life that they're the only one that has your ear or has the ability to chime in on a particular issue. And that's why it's important, number five, to assume nothing. I mean to assume that I am not taking anything for granted. I'm not going to assume that people are for me. I'm not going to assume they understand. I'm not going to assume anything. Because when you make assumptions, you feed the spirit of entitlement because you will hear people saying, well, they said this, or they told me I could do this, or they said they felt this and that. And so what happens, you're creating these unrealistic expectations based upon assumptions. Assume nothing. And number six is equally as important. Ladies and gentlemen, avoid favoritism. When everybody's voice is the same, when you don't make assumptions, you are clear that I will not have favoritism in my organization. When you have favoritism, you are literally putting people in a position to disappoint you because you're, one, creating a toxic culture within your organization that people feel that no matter what they do, how they achieve, they never will have the benefit of the relationship and the benefits and blessings that should come to them as a result because you would give it to the person who was the favorite. That's one. I think it's also important to note that when you have favoritism, you create within the life of the person who allegedly has this favoritism toward them, this idea that you owe them. You are supposed to do this or that for them. And that's why I think it's so incredibly important, right? To make sure that you let everybody know, hey, it is equal here. I treat everybody the same level of respect, et cetera. One of the things that I have learned, and I want to drop this for free. This isn't number 10. It's just something I want to, number seven. I just want to drop it because I believe it'll be a tremendous blessing to you. Don't hire people you can't fire. You get it? Sometimes we hire our friends. We hire people that are very close to us and then we get stuck when the relationship goes left and we don't want to fire them because we're concerned about their well-being and et cetera. I do not hire people that I cannot fire. Let's review because, guys, I've shared a lot. I have. And I think it's important because what we're after here is how do we eliminate the spirit of entitlement? We surround ourselves, first of all, with grateful people. People who are thankful for the opportunity, who take nothing for granted. People who wake up every day grateful that God would use them. Grateful people. Surround yourself with people who do not feel entitled to have it, but recognize that if they have it, they are grateful to God because he could have given it to anybody else. That's gratitude. Gratitude, gratitude, gratitude. But then also share your journey. Let them know that this didn't happen overnight. Didn't always have the vehicles I have. Didn't always have the funds in the bank I have. Didn't always have this or that. It was a journey of struggle and strain. And I learned a lot about myself and about God and about my company and about the people that work with me. And as I share my journey, people no longer have a spirit of entitlement. They feel privileged to be a part of this journey because they see it in real time. But then don't make promises without productivity. That's number three. Don't make these lofty promises about what you're going to do and how you're going to do it unless you have seen a level of productivity. If people have not produced anything, man, you cannot and should not make promises to them. Here's the next one. I think it's important. Everyone's voice should matter. If you're at the table, your voice carries weight. And I believe that when you begin to think about that collaboratively, you begin to think that every single voice, regardless of its, you know, status in the organization, whether a person is a vice president or a person is as a custodian, everybody's voice has to carry weight in the facilitation of the vision that you have. And so I think it's incredibly important that you make space for that. And then that you assume nothing. Let me say it for the people in the back. Assume nothing. Take nothing for granted. Don't assume that people are with you, or don't assume that people like you, and don't assume that it's going to be all right if we continue to do it this way. I assume nothing. Are you getting this? Because what I want to do is I want to, you know, deconstruct this idea of entitlement, and I want to help people know that what we do and how we do it is done without making assumptions. We deal with the facts, and that's why we avoid favoritism. We do not show partiality to other people, but we treat everybody the same. How important is that? You could ever get your organization out of this idea of favoritism and move them to a place where everybody appreciates their value and their voice. It would be amazing. But number seven, create a climate where there is a good work ethic. Think about that for a second. How do I create a climate where everybody's excited about working, where people are getting things done, where people are producing good results? This is how you deal with entitlement. Everybody's hand is to the plow. Everybody's engaged. Everybody's gift is flourishing. And nobody in the organization feels entitled because we only get what we work for. You see how this works? I want to challenge you, particularly as you are hearing this today, to make certain that you are locked in to this word, to eliminate entitlement. Let me tell you something. I have dealt with entitled people for years. I have seen them come and then did not stay. Because entitled people, when they can't have their way, or when you don't do what they thought you should do, they feel that you're disrespecting them or you're not honoring them, etc. When in fact, entitlement says, I'm not grateful, you owe me. Let me tell you something. God owes us nothing. If he never does another thing, he has already done enough. So what I want you to do, I want you to go through your organization. I want you to apply these 7 principles I've shared. And I want you to declare, I'm eliminating the spirit of entitlement off of my business, off of my situation, every single day. That's what it's about. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you. I have no other words than to say thank you for tuning in today. Thank you for spending this time with me. And what I pray is that you will stay connected to me on Instagram at Joseph Walker 3. Let's go do it now. Not only that, but I would really love to have you go and get my books and content at josephwalker3.org. Do all of that and know that we are pushing and praying for you and believing that your venture, your business, your job situation will get better from here. If you begin to make the right decisions and move like God wants you to move, eyes have not seen nor ears heard, nor has it entered into the hearts of men the things that God has in store for those who love him. Thank you for being connected and thank you so much. I appreciate you. May these 7 principles guide and govern your life, help you become a better next level leader. Until next time, you be blessed.
Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast. I want you to subscribe at iTunes, cpnshows.com, or whatever podcasts are downloaded. I also want you to follow me on Instagram at Joseph Walker3.